The keynote speaker at the event was the director of the Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute at the University of Utah, Natalie Gochner. She opened by asking a series of questions to those who attended the summit.
What are you doing for affordable housing? What are you doing to preserve critical lands? What are you doing to find the workers that you need? And, you know, you can just keep going down the list. And that's why the clarion call to the Wasatch Bat is leadership.
Gochner's theme was buckle up. She spoke about the challenges of population growth in the area.
In general, last few years, Summit County importing about 500 more people than they are exporting. Wasatch County is importing about 1,000 more people a year than are leaving. So that's why I said in my introductory slide that growth will be the constant companion of the Wasatch Bat for the foreseeable future, and it appears to have accelerated.
Gochner also spoke about the housing shortage in the area.
A shortage of housing in Utah. It's really not surprising because we have a labor shortage in our state. We have some land constraints in our state. We have challenges with costs, whether it's impact fees and whatnot. We have a lot of supply constraints. But as this continues and we have all this pressure on housing prices, it'll start to hurt our economic performance.
One challenge that was also discussed was the natural environment, particularly snow.
It did not go without notice to me that in the Olympic Exploratory Committee report that our state put out thinking about the 2026 and 2030 Olympic Winter Games, we had a chapter on climate change. But if anything in the environment that compromises life quality in the Wasatch Back. And if we have all this economic growth, what are we doing to preserve quality? What are we doing to preserve livability? What are we doing to keep the golden goose?
The audience was also warned against complacency.
It is an obligation of the leaders of the state and of the Wasatch Back to not let yourself be complacent about the challenges that come with all this growth.
Gochner emphasized the importance of local leaders having a shared vision and even strongly suggested it be written down.
Do you have a jointly shared vision for the Wasatch Back? Do you have it? If you have a lot of competing visions, it's like not having a vision. So it's not enough to just have a committed leader and a shared problem and you're coming around the table, but I'm a big believer in having a written charter of what you're trying to do.
Natalie Gochner, director of the Kem Gardner Policy Institute. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.